Rahm Emanuel left Washington and his job as White House Chief of Staff to run for mayor of Chicago. And last night he beat five opponents to win that election. He will now replace retiring Mayor Richard Daley starting in May. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Thank you, Chicago.
Rahm Emanuel told a cheering crowd of supporters they certainly knew how to make a guy feel at home, a reference perhaps to the unsuccessful court challenges of his eligibility to run for mayor based on residency. With his win, he makes history on a number of fronts. He will become Chicago's first Jewish mayor, and he won a race where there was no incumbent on the ballot for the first time in more than 60 years. During his victory speech, Emanuel said for a whole generation of Chicagoans, Richard Daley is the only mayor they've known.
And let's be honest, it's an impossible act to follow. Yet we have to move forward. And we know that we face serious new challenges.
Like a $600 million city budget deficit. Emanuel got a congratulatory phone call from President Obama, who also said in a statement he couldn't be prouder of his former chief of staff. Obama political advisor David Axelrod says that relationship doesn't mean Chicago will get any special favors, though, when Emanuel becomes the mayor.
Obviously, the president has a great affection for this city, his hometown, but he has to be fair as well. But whatever the city's entitled to, the city will get, and I don't think Rahm will leave $1 on the table.
Emanuel won the race to become Chicago's next mayor with more than 55% of the vote, avoiding a runoff election. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.